And now, Jalen and Jacoby.
We're the Pop Patrol. Head to the dirt.
Gotta give us what we want. Gotta give us what we need.
Worry about my posse getting jumped. Cause if we ever do, yo TB, pop the trunk.
Cause we make a pop the trunk and hit the switch.
Now act stupid, I'll pop the trunk. Now give me your boom, boom, boom.
He is Jalen Rose.
What up, Del?
I'm David Jacoby.
And on the cool check-in. Center stage on the mic.
And we putting it on wax. It's the new style.
We're Jalen Jacoby. What do?
We get a people.
So much to talk about. World Series flipped over the weekend. NFL games. College games. And we have a very special guest here.
A special guest is here.
Making her return, not her debut, but her debut alongside both Jalen and Jacoby. Malika Andrews is in the building.
I don't know how
welcome
to get
back. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Are we officially calling you now? At ESPN?
I'm not going to remind you.
Okay. No.
East Coast.
No, yeah, but it's New like York, New York
Nets
correspondent.
Knicks correspondent.
Right, senior official head of chairman.
We're going to put all that on the business card.
Chairman of senior official analysts, New York City basketball.
Yes. Chairman, chief executive of New York City Basketball Incorporated at ESPN.
Yes.
No content,
Disney.
Only journalism.
Yes. Yes.
Boom.
There you go. Journalism stuff. Well, so glad to have you back. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you doing the show. We're obviously going to talk to you later during the television portion about some of the bigger stories, but there's one thing that Jalen and I both saw coming for months.
Okay.
And that is the chaos that will be the point guard position for the New York City Knickerbockers. You traded basically KP for DSJ. Then
correct.
You got Elfrid Payton.
Also correct.
And you drafted Frankie Smokes, Frank Ntilikina. Frankie Smokes.
Spell it, go.
Yeah. You be careful with that enunciation. That pronunciation.
Okay. Frank Ntilikina. Frank Ntilikina. I was at the game the other night. And all of a sudden, the Madison Square Garden is booing Dennis Smith Jr., like with all the vigor in the world, and chanting, "We want Frank! We want Frank!"
Oh, God.
And it was a gut check. It was soul crushing. And I'm watching, I sit next to Knicks PR during the game, and I'm watching them send text messages back and forth, being like, "All right, we're going to call this passionate." That's what the talking point is. It's passionate fans.
Mm.
And I'm like, props to you for the spin, and that's just like, at what point do you have to say, no, that's not okay, that's not cool?
I applaud your professionalism. You do an amazing job of covering the squads in the league, but let me get unprofessional for a second.
Good, okay. You're here for?
The Knicks fans need to be ashamed of themselves. I was watching that game, and as somebody that came into this year that felt like they had some sort of promise, I still believe that.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you getting down on a player so early in the season?
Yeah. Yes.
Number one, and number two, it ain't like y'all asking me to put in Steph Curry. You know what I'm saying? Like, I like Frank and all, but he won't be in an All-Star game this year.
This year? Ever.
So I was that's foolish.
Here's the thing with the Knicks. I've spoken to multiple people within the organization about this. If you took away the cloud of you didn't get Kyrie, you didn't get KD, you traded away your previous cornerstone, they have a nice young squad. Mm-hmm. It's just the cloud of what you didn't get hangs over that organization. And so Mitchell Robinson isn't being judged for, you know, a talented young player. He's being judged against Kevin
Patrick
Durant.
Ewing. That's like, what they judge him against.
That's what he's being judged against, right? So it's not like, oh, like, look at this rebuild. Look at this nice young team. It's, oh, yeah, but we didn't get any of this, and they'll never live up to that.
They got a really good president in Scott Perry. They have a really good coach in Fizdale.
Mm-hmm.
They've showed everybody that they're trying to build something. That means it actually takes time to happen.
Mm-hmm.
This is the same fan base that booed Porzingis.
Yeah.
That booed Daniel Jones.
Yeah.
You can't jump to conclusions so very fast.
These are New Yorkers, though. Patience is not.
So you grew up on the East Coast. Talk to me about this pulse of what ends up happening. Let me just say this. There are going to be some guys that become free agents. Greek Freak could be a free agent one day, probably. Spider Mitchell will be a free agent one day. You don't want to be that team that players within the league are so mad at your fan base, they don't want to come play for you.
And I'll put this on top of that. DeAndre Jordan played for them before. Who do you think he's talking to when they're looking at who's going to go to the Knicks, who's going to go to the Nets? There are players who have played there that are telling, these guys talk. These guys talk. They talk about how they're treated at home. And this is a fan base later in the game that was cheering on Taco Fall. Are you kidding me?
They were talking about to cheer for Taco Fall.
Are you kidding me?
They're talking about cheer for Taco Fall. But also, it's like, if you look at what they have this year, they have a lot of guys on one-year contracts. They want to earn a second, another contract, but they have so many players that expect to play minutes that no one's going to be happy. They don't understand how this is going to work. Like, are they going to have to trade something? And then also, all these one-year contracts come off the books. Who are you going to replace them with?
Sure.
From this free agent class.
And then there's also this clash with the Knicks right now, right? Of, do you put these young guys on the floor so that they can develop? Or do you put Julius Randle on the floor, who is a great player, a very good player, but the ball sticks in his hands. Every time he gets the ball, you know it's going straight to the hole. He's not dishing it out for those young guys to start, you know, developing their game. And so that's what their roster construction is. It's half the Bobby Portis's and Julius Randle's and half these new guys that really need those minutes. So how do you reckon with those two things?
Well, you don't boo them.
That's one way. That's one way.
And Dennis Smith Jr. is going to be in the league for a really long time. He may not be an all-star point guard, but he's going to be a veteran one day.
He's exciting.
I saw him get a steal against the Detroit Pistons and do a 360 in a basketball game.
He's exciting. He's a draw. Yeah. I can't name a more exciting player on the Knicks to watch.
No.
So don't boo him.
RJ's pretty exciting. But he's coming off an injury too. You know what I mean? And David Fizdale's talked about the fact that Dennis Smith is still assimilating with this group. It's not making it any easier.
Correct.
When you have all of Madison Square Garden booing you for all your
Yeah, that was foul.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about something quick before we start the TV portion. Just saw a report. John Wall is in talks with Adidas to buy out his shoe contract.
Good for him.
To buy out the shoe contract.
Boss move.
That's not a great sign if you're John Wall, though.
Yes, it is.
Why is that? You get free money and then get another one?
Yeah.
Boom!
I wouldn't want my shoe contract.
Guess what all NBA players got to do? Put on a pair of shoes to hoop. He's going to get bought out by Adidas.
Yep.
And then you're going to see him rocking what he really want to rock and get a new deal. There's nothing bad about it. What do you think?
I don't know if there's nothing bad about it. I mean, I wear grandma shoes. I'm not fully entrenched. I mean, like, shout out Kawhi, whatever he's rocking, that's
new
what I
balance.
Want. Yeah, I want the New Balances. But to me, okay, so what are the repercussions of this, right? All right, is he going to get that new deal? Does he already have something lined up? So that's one thing.
Yeah.
Or is this we don't know what's going to be coming down the road. I'm going to be doing a big baller type going around and around and around. And then that turns out bad. So there are two very distinct paths, and I don't know enough about it to say that it's going to be 100% a good thing, or he's going to open his own shoe brand and blah, 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 blah.
Here's what I want right now. Cash. Right? Accepted everywhere. Right? Universal language. Right? He just got a big deal with Washington.
Yep.
$200 million.
Whatever he's getting
from Adidas, he's going to get a check. You take your time, you heal your injury. He's playing in Washington, D.C. Bradley Beal just re-signed. Mm-hmm. Once he comes back, now you play for your value again.
Yep.
After you already got paid twice.
Yep.
Okay. We'll see. We'll see what happens. But very quickly before we start the TV part, Malika, you just moved to New York City. What are some of the adjustments that you're making?
Oh, I've gotten meaner real quick.
Good. There you go.
Like
Welcome.
The other day, I was walking down the street, which I'm not even sure is a good thing. I have to remind myself. I'm like, be nice.
No, you don't.
I'm walking down the street and this guy's not looking where he was going and he has his cell phone in his hand and I walk right into him because he's not looking. I'm looking where I'm going. He's not looking where he's going. He drops his cell phone. He looks up and gives me a dirty look. And I said, sir, you're not looking where you're going. It is not my fault. You dropped your cell phone. Have a nice day. And the fact that I put a have a nice day on it, I feel like is too nice for New York.
Yeah, yeah. You'll lose the sir and the have a nice day real soon. That's stage two.
And I got to tell the world it's going to see you on various television networks and whatnot.
See, and I'm afraid of that. I don't want that guy to then be like, oh, yeah, I'm ESPN's number one fan. I'm never watching it again because she broke my cell phone.
So what? Don't
be nice to people.
I want the fans and the people of New York to understand. Don't let your smile fool you. You're from Oakland. Can you tell them where you're from?
Yeah.
Tell them.
I mean, I rep the Bay.
So here's the deal. In New York City, people expect you to move out of the way all day. I talked about this to you. When I'm walking down the street, I find myself just moving out of people's way all of the time.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? I'm 6'8". I'm walking straight.
I'm going to shoulder
y'all
check.
Y'all move out of my way.
Yeah. And so I'm with you. I'm just bumping into people.
Well, that's how when like the construction workers say, give me a smile. Why?
Give me a smile. I don't owe you a smile.
Right.
I don't know you.
Right.
Sir.
Why?
Give me a smile.
All right.
You obviously are covering the Nets and the Knicks and the whole league for ESPN. And we just happened to have a great game from the Nets last night against the Grizzlies. Ja Morant had a bit of a coming out party.
Holla.
He was going back and forth against Kyrie Irving all night long. And then there was this play to force overtime. And then this play to end the game. He drops the ball for Jay Crowder for the win.
Boom.
Malika, was this a Ja Morant coming out party that we just witnessed?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, you just saw Ja Morant go up against an elite point guard in this league and hold his own. That doesn't happen for every rookie. And the other thing is, it wasn't all through scoring. Like we just saw, he dished the ball out, and that's what's important because the other night we saw Kyrie Irving drop 50 points. They still lost. He had 25 points at halftime, Kyrie did. He only had 3 assists. And so the fact that it was a well-rounded game by Ja, not just like an offensive, I'm going to put it up every single time, that's big time. That's big time.
Here's one of the things that Kyrie is going to have to fight. As a volume primary ball handler, took 27 shots, did have 37. Not necessarily a great defender, did give up 30. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like there may be an issue at some point if his percentages aren't effective that all of a sudden it's stymieing the growth of the players around him?
Mm. Absolutely. And I mean, that's what they're working on at this point. At this point, it's about assimilating Kyrie Irving into the lineup because last year this was a basketball team that was starless, and so they had to share the load. They had to share that weight. And so we asked a bunch of the guys the other day, was there a tendency to step back and to just say, wow, look at what Kyrie is doing, as opposed to kind of be in it? And that's something that on both sides they're going to have to fight. The guys like Spencer Dinwiddie are going to have to worry about getting in the game and not just sitting back and watching. And Kyrie's also going to have to worry about getting those guys involved because, as we saw, they play their best when other guys are scoring too.
What would you think would be realistic expectations for these Nets? Just sort of like realistically, like a, you know, what sort of seed do you think they could end up in the East?
I mean, I think they're going to end up probably about where they were last year. They finished what? They were 6th seed last year.
Yeah, 42 or 40.
Yeah, they're going to be around the 5-6. And part of that's because the top of the East also looks a little bit different. It's not just that the Nets are going to be pretty good. They'll be decent. But also you don't have some of those same teams potentially finishing where they did last year. So I think five seed, six is where we're looking.
Well, the expectations for the Warriors just keep going down because they didn't just lose to the Thunder. They got absolutely waxed.
Yeah, they got man
waxed. And after the game, Draymond Green, as he always does, kept it all the way real. Let's check in on Mr. Green.
The reality is we suck right now. And, you know, hopefully we'll get better. We'll continue working at it and try to get better. But we're just not that good right now. Kind of figure like, you know, won't be the same. But I didn't think we'd be getting our ass kicked like this. It's pretty bad.
I feel so bad for Draymond. What do you make of the Warriors' first couple games?
It makes me sad. It makes
well, you're from the Bay Area. So, see, she's like, oh, no.
Well, and the thing is, I saw a sheet on Facebook that was like, you know, a bandwagon fill out form. Like, when did you join the Warriors? When did you join the Warriors fan sheet? Was it when KD signed? Was it the back to back? Where are you jumping next? Whatever team Zion's on, the Lakers, the Clippers. And the thing is, I remember going to games back when the Warriors were trash. I remember booing the front office when they traded away Monte Ellis and put in Steph Curry. This is when he was a scrawny little guy. So I remember these days, but they were a distant memory, man. It was like, yes, it's all worth it because now is the time. And this is tough. This is a tough pill to swallow, especially because they have good pieces, right? And you want to root for Steph to do well, for Draymond to do well, especially because these are, you know, the good guys, the guys that stuck around, the guys that have been there since those days. Oh, but man, it's just, it's not good. And Steph should be carrying this team a little bit more. Draymond should be carrying this team a little bit more. And D'Angelo Russell can't get tossed. I get it. I get the urge to want to. I wouldn't want to play in that game either. But they got to come together a little bit more so that Steve Kerr doesn't have to keep going back to his locker and chugging beers.
Right.
It's going to be – there's going to be some of those nights.
So that's why the best backcourt in the league featured two people, and they were called Splash Brothers. Mm. And this is where you miss a guy like Klay Thompson.
Absolutely.
We know his value.
Mm-hmm.
He's been on an Olympic team, got a big deal, multi-time all-star, all-NBA, all-defense conversation. But how much of him not being on the floor affects Steph Curry, who now replaces him with D'Angelo Russell, who's not a defender?
It's huge. I mean, it's huge. And it's coming out on the court. It is very easy to see the issues that they're having without a guy like Klay Thompson. Not just from a basketball standpoint, but from a pick-me-up standpoint, from a you-guys-were-building-together standpoint. It's demoralizing. And, I mean, I don't blame Draymond for being frustrated. It's a frustrating situation. And, obviously, we knew they weren't going to be the Warriors of yesteryear. And I don't think anyone thought they were going to be, you know, losing by double digits to the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Let's just display
they're
exactly
down 70
how
to 37
bad
at halftime.
Let's just show just how bad it has been for the Warriors. Because Steph Curry, as you mentioned, 4-for-20 4-for-20 from three in the first two games. They've allowed 261 points. Third team over the last 20 seasons to not hold a lead for a single second. Not hold a lead for a single second in the first two games. That's not good. And that can make you yell at a referee. That can make you curse a little bit in the post-game interview.
But if you're D'Angelo Russell, you got to take a step back now. He made the All-Star game, but in the East. I don't necessarily know that he's proven that he can be a perennial all-star. So now you go to a team that just made five finals. They're getting thumped. To your point, can't get ejected.
No.
You got to take it.
I know
you
got to
take your feet down.
Especially because this is the team, their tagline, it wasn't strength in Steph, it was strength in numbers. Their motto has been, all right, next man up, next man up, next man up. And that's how they keep doing. If they don't have D'Angelo, that's one less next man up that they can use to put in. Like,
well, the Rockets beat the Pelicans by 3 on Saturday. Westbrook had 28. Harden, 29. Nice balanced game from the two of them. But it's this play that I really want to talk about. You got James Harden with the ball here. You see, you know, he's a feet frustrated. Bam!
Wait, look at Josh Hart's face. He's like, what are you
doing? Jalen, what do you think of this play?
He lucky he didn't get a concussion.
Yeah.
Real spill. And the other thing, a great craftsman never blames his tools. He did that in this case, Malika, and he got hit in the face with the basketball.
Are you saying that if you didn't have that facial hair situation, you wouldn't lean on it a little bit?
Good point.
He did discuss it after the game. Let's catch up with James Harden in the post.
I like what you did there.
Can you slam the ball at the end of the first half? Did that hurt?
No, I got my beard, so it just protected it.
Like a pillow, huh?
Yeah. Malika, you pointed out the most important part of that sound, though.
The laugh at the end. I mean, that's a Kawhi level laugh.
It was.
It's like when Kawhi does it, we clown him, but when James does it, we let him get away with it. James is cool. There's something about him that's just cool.
And hey, there's something to be said about a goofy laugh. Like that's something to be known for. So I can appreciate it, but I don't want to talk about it.
It is now time for Soft Mover Boss Ball. Jalen, you were supporting your hometown team over the weekend, the Detroit Pistons. And, you know, you're famous and rich. So where you sit?
Front row.
Front row. Of course. Courtside seats. I've had the honor of sitting courtside once. I was in the baseline just like you were. And, you know, you're so close to the action. But, Jalen, there's a video of you going around where you got a little too close to the action. You stood up. We're on the baseline yelling at the team. Malika, coaching from courtside, screaming at the team.
Oh, my gosh.
Soft move or boss move?
Jalen. What? I mean, one, no one is going to miss you in that Santa Claus red leather jacket. So it's not like you are hiding when you are doing. You look like one of those dads who gets overzealous in a peewee game.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Soft
give it to him, Malika.
Move.
Give it
what
to him, Malika.
What are you doing, sir?
You're grown.
Sit down. Sit down. This
Sit
is it.
Down.
If we're going to rip Drake for giving shoulder massages,
you can come back every day, Malika.
You
can come back every day, Malika.
Soft move. You got to excuse yourself, man.
Jalen, what happened?
I was just emotionally invested in the game.
And so put your hands up and put your hands together.
I didn't realize how it looked until you just showed me the video.
Did you think you were wearing your secret suit?
Mr. Rose, you okay? Mr. Rose, you okay?
They weren't y'all calling him Mister. They were saying,
he got nothing
sir,
to say. It's the
sir.
First time in 8 years you had nothing to say. Nothing to say at all.
You're right, Malika.
Malika Andrews, you are welcome to come back anytime, especially if you clown Jalen Rose like you just did. Especially if you clown Jalen like you just did. You can come back every day. You can replace me. You can replace me. Just all watch every day. Watch Jalen get clowned. Let's get a people different. Holidays are coming up. I know, it's crazy early to be thinking about the holidays, but trust me, you don't want to go through another holiday season taking closed mouth photos while everyone else is grinning ear to ear, do you? Getting a quote photo ready smile starts now, and it's easier than ever with clear aligners from Candid. If you listen to this show, you know just how important Jalen's teeth are to him. And, you know, he grew up with what he called rock teeth that really bothered him, and right now all of that can be fixed with Candid. Candid's clear aligners can help straighten your teeth faster than traditional wild braces. Treatment takes just 6 months on average. An experienced orthodontist who is licensed in your state creates a custom treatment plan. They then show you a 3D preview to show you what your teeth will look like after you are done. Candid's aligners are comfortable, removable, and completely invisible. Candid ships your aligners directly to you. There's no hassle of going to an orthodontist's office. And Candid costs 65% less than braces. So much better than braces. And with each aligner purchase, Candid donates $25 to Smile Train, who brings safe 100% free cleft lip and palate treatment to children around the globe. Get your photo-ready smile for the holidays right now. Go to CandidCO.com/Jalen. Use the code Jalen, and you get $75 off. That is CandidCO.com/Jalen. Code Jalen for $75 off. CandidCO.com/Jalen. Code Jalen. Big game on Sunday Night Football. The Packers take on the Chiefs. It was going back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And Aaron Rodgers was making Aaron Rodgers type plays. Jalen, I know you know the one that we're going to discuss, but Aaron Jones. And Aaron Jones had how many touchdowns?
Not one, but two.
Aaron Jones was amazing. Aaron Rodgers was amazing. And there was also the play that we all just left in awe. And on Get Up this morning, they were calling it the best play ever thrown when he was falling, being held down, and then hit in the back of the end zone. Jalen, what do you see from Aaron and Aaron from the Packers?
So first and foremost, I remember on this program last year lobbying for Mike McCarthy to give the ball to Aaron Jones. And you teased me because you were like, he must be on your fantasy team.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, no, it's because he's really good.
Was he on your fantasy team?
No, he okay. wasn't. And the other thing about rooting for a team in that division, I get a chance to watch these squads up close and personal, not just when they're on the national stage. And I knew he could ball. They kept him off of the field because they felt like in passing downs, he couldn't protect and he couldn't route run. But he had 158 yards in receiving in the game. How about that?
He can route run.
He can route run. And so for him now getting that opportunity with Devontae Adams out, Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur are doing a terrific job of getting the ball to their playmakers. Mm-hmm. And he's the guy that they've been featuring.
Aaron Jones had a great game, so did Aaron Rodgers. I've said before that this is the best team in the NFC. There's a lot of good performances from NFC teams over the weekend. Are you ready to join me as the Packers with the best team in the NFC?
I'm not ready to join you there yet. They deserve to be in the conversation, and rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
But the one thing I want to caution people about calling that play for Aaron Rodgers, the touchdown pass, the greatest throw ever.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen Aaron Rodgers throw Hail Marys against
I've seen
my
Aaron Rodgers do a lot of other things. There's a lot of recency bias in sports media.
No, hold on. I've seen Aaron Rodgers throw Hail Marys.
Oh, I have.
Against my team.
Oh, I have too.
Okay.
Well, now we go from what I think the best team in the NFC to what is objectively the best team in the AFC, and that is the New England Patriots, who played the Browns. And Jalen Rose, the Patriots' defense was absolutely insane in this game. They forced turnovers in three straight plays. The Browns were riddled with penalties. Jalen, I've been resisting asking this question for quite some time. Will the Patriots go undefeated? It's time.
They won't go undefeated. Just too tough to do. But here's what I want to say about the Browns. It's not time to overreact to their loss or to panic. Chubb had a couple of fumbles, but ran well.
Yep, they're going to get after like a 50-yard run.
They're going to get Kareem Hunt back. The Patriots did a terrific job of stifling Odell Beckham and Jarvis Landry.
Mm-hmm.
But the guy I still need to see perform is Baker Mayfield.
Yep,
that was going to be the difference to me. And Freddie Kitchens, if it continues to trend like this, this would be his only year coaching now.
Could be.
So they got to turn it around. Now, for the Patriots, I agree with you. Terrific defensively, rebuilt their roster. And I stole this from Antonio Brown. Gilligan's Island over there. You know who that is?
I know who Gilligan
is. Stephon Gilmore. Yeah. Okay, he got an island over there. Gilly's Island.
I thought you asked me if I knew who Gilligan was.
Okay, that's why I had to slow it down for you. And so when you have guys that can cause turnovers on three straight plays.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say three straight quarters or three straight possessions. Three straight snaps, the Cleveland Browns fumbled the football, and two of them were forced.
And now here's the thing. The Browns aren't going to make the playoffs.
No.
But you know what?
They're
not going to make the playoffs.
Wow. You putting that on wax?
Yeah. They're not going to make the playoffs. The Browns aren't going to make the playoffs. But the Browns, they're building on a season. They have to look in the mirror and be like, all right, let's get better habits. Let's cut down the penalties. And then let's regroup and find out where we can be strong in the offseason and come back. And maybe we'll have more realistic expectations for this team next season.
Washington, Cleveland. We're going to tell you somebody that they should consider. I mentioned his name already. Mike McCarthy.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, we move on to the other undefeated team in the NFL, and that is the 49ers, and they had an offensive explosion against the Panthers. Jalen, they scored 51 points, and Nick Bosa was all over the backfield, too. What did you see from Nick Bosa and Tevin Coleman?
What I saw from Nick Bosa is that was a boss move to not play at Ohio State and save himself for the draft and go number one overall. Mm-hmm. And then get into the league and in games like this have three sacks and a pick and show his athleticism. Richard Sherman, my guy, got a pick. But Coleman, people sleep on this. Now, he was on my fantasy team last year. Was with Shanahan in Atlanta. So a lot of times when a coach gets a new job and he brings a player to the team, he knows that that guy can do some special things that were underutilized in the previous situation.
Yep.
And so for him to have four touchdowns in a game, the only other person in the 49ers to ever do that is Jerry Rice.
Wow.
And how about Jerry Rice had a game where he even had five?
Wow. Four touchdowns, three in the air, one receiving. Coleman looked really good. They've got a running game. They've got a defense. They've got it all. Like, they look really, really good. There's another top NFC team that we must discuss. That are the Saints. The Saints brought back Drew Brees. He looked pretty good. They made light work of the Cardinals. Jalen, what do you think about the return of Drew Brees?
The versatility in their backfield, Latavius Murray running the football, catching the football. They were playing without Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
Thomas, arguably the best route runner in the league, went over 100 yards. But it was great to see Drew Brees back playing and leading the football team.
Yeah, Latavius Murray played great. He's played really, really well. I mean, they've got him and Kamara. When Kamara comes back in the backfield, they are something to be reckoned with. Well, Jalen, we're going to transition quickly to the NBA. The Lakers have bounced back from that opening night loss against the Clippers. They beat the Jazz on Friday, and then last night they had the Hornets. Guess who started the game? Dwight Howard was the star of the game. He was 8 for 8. He had 10 rebounds. He had 4 blocks. Dwight Howard looked great. Do you think that'll change the way they approach the center position in Los Angeles?
Well, I would say Anthony Davis was the star of the game.
Mm-hmm.
LeBron James was the co-star. But it was great to see Dwight go 8 for 8, play quality minutes, and reinvent himself. You know, I talk about this a lot, Jacoby. Everybody wants to be all-time great, all-NBA, all-star, all of that. But the biggest compliment you can play a player is
veteran.
Exactly. And for the last couple of years, Dwight Howard didn't have an identity in the league.
He's been on the edge of the league the last couple of years.
Right? But he, if you look at his performance, though, he was playing well.
He was injured last year, too.
Correct. And so now, all of a sudden, you put him in a situation where he's had a second chance in L.A., he's been humbled, and he sees an opportunity to win a championship. And this is a Lakers team still playing without Kyle Kuzma. And that's what I was talking about. Their size and their bulk can be an issue for any team they face once they get healthy.
It really can be. Here's the thing I liked about Dwight is it wasn't just he went 8 for 8 and had those blocks and rebounds. It was he looked spry. You think about aging centers in the league. Like, you look at aging centers don't usually look that athletic and that bouncy and quick. Like, it was the way that he did it really impressed me, not just that he did it.
One reason why. First off, Dwight Howard as a center has always been uber athletic. Remember, he won the dunk contest.
Also not that tall. Like, people don't talk about that either.
And the other thing that I noticed that he did, as you start to get older, you drop weight. That's what you have to do to take pressure off your lower extremities. This is something Zion's going to have to do.
Yep.
As somebody that's really bouncy. So good for Dwight Howard reinventing himself,
good.
Playing quality
that's
minutes.
That's what everybody says about NBA players is that when they come in the league, they want to gain weight. And then they get older in the league, they want to lose weight.
That's why if you see retired basketball players, they gain weight.
Yeah, they do.
You see retired football players, they lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that. I remember the point when we were doing this show, you didn't look like yourself. You really didn't. I'm glad you're back, though. You look great. You look great, Jalen Rose.
Hey, I love Kangaroo Jalen, too.
Kangaroo Jalen's great.
He has a place in my heart.
Somewhere there's like a donation center that has a bunch of suits that just don't fit you anymore.
I have.
You still got them just in case?
I'm giving them away
just
now.
Just in case?
I'm giving them away now.
Listen, you're a few bad months away from going back in the suits.
I ain't going back. I'm married now. I ain't going back.
Every time in sports and pop culture there's a video that needs detailed analysis, you and I go to the table. In the fourth quarter of the Jazz game between the Lakers and Jazz on Friday night, there was this exchange between Anthony Davis and LeBron James. I need you to tell me what's happening here, okay? So there he is. There's LeBron. Everything looks, you know, everything seems okay. And Anthony Davis over there hollering at him.
He said, your hair.
Yes.
He said, your hair.
And he kind of gestured at the head. If you watch the whole
thing. But he's trying to do it smooth. He's like, I ain't playing. He's like, dog, I'm trying to tell you. LeBron, like, get back. LeBron think he's trying to clown him. Look. I'm trying to tell you.
So that's Anthony Davis telling LeBron to fix his hair in a game. Is that being a good teammate or kind of calling out your teammate?
That's being an excellent teammate.
Okay.
Because that's a superstar basketball player named LeBron James playing on a big stage, Los Angeles, the Lake Show. And he had a hair patch issue.
He's got something new going on. Like the headband.
It covers it up.
It covers a lot of things, but it also, you got to keep it on the entire time.
Correct.
Like he can't adjust the headband mid-game.
That's what happened.
It was like LeBron James just gone to the tunnel. It's like, oh, he's not hurt. Don't worry, he's not hurt. He's got to adjust the headband. You can't do that in front of everybody.
But I got to tell you this. Probably one of my favorite pieces of video over the weekend was watching LeBron James and Dwayne Wade celebrate their sons playing basketball at the same time.
Oh, that's gotta be so nice.
Hey man, that made me feel so good. Like, I can't front. As somebody that father was the number one pick in the draft and I never met him, for me to see that visual, it was so very touching.
It's gotta feel so good. When one of their sons passes to the other one that gets a bucket, they must just look at each other and just want to cry. I would cry.
And you know, like, I'm trying to do a better job of posting stuff on social media. I try to be a television star, not a social media one. But when I saw that, that's what gave me the courage, I would say, to post the video that I post about meeting my father for the first time.
Oh, that's nice of you, Jalen. Just imagine, Jalen Jr. Just imagine, Jalen. Jalen Jr.
Practicing.
Jalen, we were in this studio on Friday. The Nationals had a 2-0 lead, and they were headed back to Washington to play three games over the weekend. What a wild weekend it was in the World Series. The Astros won on Friday and on Saturday. And last night with Gerrit Cole on the mound, they just kept hitting home runs. Gerrit Cole kept getting them out. What did you think about the Astros sweeping the weekend?
Well, you got to give the Astros a lot of credit, because usually when you lose your first two games
at home,
that can spell doom.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Nats, their bats went quiet.
Yep.
Last three games, 1-21 with runners in scoring
position. Gerrit Cole had a lot to do with that last night.
But when you get ducks on the pond, you got to move them over and score some of those, especially in the World Series.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, Max Scherzer was supposed to pitch in yesterday's game. He woke up with a pain in his neck.
Could move.
And could not move. That could be an issue, literally, for the Nats as the series progresses.
It really can be. I hope he gets to come back and one of the final two games, if there is a game seven.
Because you can have him and Strasburg to close it out, like you had them to open the series.
Exactly. And the last time I checked, you need to move to pitch in the World Series. So hopefully, whatever it is, nerve condition, whatever it happens to be, I hope it gets better. Well, there were some heroes out there, but we really need to check in on the real star of World Series Game 5 last night. Was this Nats fan. Let's just check in on him. He's got two beers. Boom! And he just takes the ball off the chest. Two beers. He's got one tall boy in each hand. Takes a ball off the chest and ends up with that very same ball. Jalen Rose, how do you think about how he played this?
Organic. Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Exactly what I would have done if I was in that situation.
Okay, good.
What about you?
Well, not what I would have done. I'm getting out of the way.
There's no way to run.
I'm not stopping it with my chest. I'm getting out of the way, letting that thing hit the person behind me, bounce off a staircase. I'm not dropping a beer because I don't see the value of the ball. What are you going to do with that ball? What are you going to do? Sell it? What are you going to do with the ball?
But I understand your answer because I've seen your chest.
If someone hit a home run at me and I was in the outfield, I wouldn't even try to catch it with my hands. Those balls are coming fast and they are hard. I'm surprised at some of the plays that people make out there in the outfield.
I am too.
Because I'm not trying.
But that's why we give them love, because we understand the degree of difficulty.
I'm glad he ended up with the ball too. All right, we will pay close attention to World Series Game 6. Tuesday night, but we go back to the NBA, where it's a very interesting game in Phoenix. I don't say that very often, but without DeAndre Ayton.
You haven't said that since Steve Nash was there.
No. Without DeAndre Ayton, Devin Booker had 30 points, and the Suns upset the visiting Clippers. It's a great game. What do you think about the Suns' performance?
I have two words for the Suns' performance. Monty Williams. See, this is what happens when you get a coach that is nurturing a culture of young players and is teaching them good habits so very constant that it's when it pays off in unexpected ways. When we saw the Clippers play their first couple of games, people was talking about
champions.
Them like they're the 70 win Bulls.
Champions.
Right.
And they're going to add Paul George. Will they go undefeated?
And this is the beauty about the league also. I'm pretty sure Doc Rivers actually just loved that they lost to them versus losing to the Lakers, because this allows you to go back to the drawing board and figure out what you still need to do better. But for Phoenix, this is all about Devin Booker. Here's a player that they drafted, show amazing promise, all-star level player just because he's in Phoenix, scored 70 points in a game, re-signed.
Yep.
DeAndre Ayton, this was supposed to be a big year for him. Suspended for 25 games. So now that's the character point. This is the character point. Now what happens for the rest of the year? We're going to go out and be competitive and beat the Clippers. So now when you do that, you continue to build, have building blocks that young players are excited to be a part of.
And it's got to feel good to get this win early in the season, because you know when you put your shoes on, you can beat any team in the NBA. Oh, the Clippers are supposedly the best team in the NBA. Guess what? We handled business in our own house. There's always a reason to play.
And another young team that shows promise in the Kings, we also beat them.
Beat them too. And everyone's putting them in the 8th spot in the Western Conference. Like, you know what? I don't think they're going to win the championship, but the Suns have shown some promise early on in the season. And, of course, I always love what Devin Booker can do. So we're going to transition back to the NFL, where there was a very strange finish to the game that the Chicago Bears played.
Oh.
After a couple curious decisions early in the game, here we've got Mitchell Trubisky running the ball. They're down by one. He gets the ball to the 21-yard line. First and 10, 43 seconds left. They kneel to get it down to last second. Pinheiro's up there, and little gust of wind pushes it left. And the Bears lose the game again from a kick. A lot of people questioning Nagy's decision-making with 43 seconds left to take a knee and just let the clock run out from the 21. What did you think?
Well, the kicker made 3 field goals in the game. Okay. And other than their run game, he was the MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not Trubisky. So are you deciding to put the game into your quarterback's hands? He chose not to. For a team that struggled in the red zone the entire game. In the first half, to end it, they got booed off the field for being way too conservative and not managing the clock. That's on the head coach, Matt Nagy. But I said this earlier in the season when we were talking about other games that took place. If I pay you 6-7 figures to kick a football from 41 yards, he should make that.
The chances are pretty good from 41 yards across the board in the history of the NFL.
He should make that.
The chances are pretty good from there. I'm not as upset about this decision making as everybody else seems to be.
I agree. Like, they were conservative, but a professional kicker, 41 yards, you got to make that, dog.
So let's say, what are you going to get? You're going to throw the ball for 7-10 yards, risk an interception. You're going to run the ball for 3 yards in between a 41 yard and a 38 yard. It's like you are risking a turnover in doing that. And they're saying, I know for sure I'm going to get a 41-yard field goal. You know what? I kind of like that. Because if you run, what are you going to break one for 25? You know what I mean? If you throw, what are you going to throw a fade into coverage, into the end zone? Like, if you think about the other ways that this could have played out, this actually wasn't that bad of a decision in my mind.
To that point, he was 1-for-2.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a chance. 41 yards, you got to make it.
Got to make a 41-yard
game. You have one job.
A lot of people question Nagy. And he was asked about it, of course, after the game, and here's what he had to say.
What happens if you take a sack or there's a fumble?
You lose the game.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. So, no, there was zero thought of that. I'll just be brutally clear. Zero thought of throwing the football. Zero thought of running the football. You understand me? That's exactly what it was. So it's as simple as that.
While I don't criticize his decision as much as some of the other people in sports media will, I will say this. It's not zero thought. Like, you gotta consider it, right? Like, you gotta think about it a little. You don't want to be a head coach and be in front of a microphone and be like, zero thought. We put zero thought into that. Like, well, maybe you could have put that a little different, coach.
They was running the football good the entire game.
And Trubisky can run too. Well, the Bears just seem to be slipping up in that division. Who else is in that division? The Jalen and Jacoby Podcast is presented by Goodyear. Discover the possibilities. Goodyear. More driven. Jalen Rose, the Texans beat the Raiders. They did it the way they do it. Deshaun Watson made some amazing plays like this one. Win. Great ball here. He also had one where he got kicked in the face. Kicked in the face and still ends up making a touchdown throw. Kicked in the face. Not the face mask. Right here, you'll see it. Gets kicked in the face. Readjusts his helmet a little bit and then makes a touchdown pass. However, there is some bad news for the Texans. In this pretty routine tackle, J.J. Watt, tore a pec, is out for the season. What does that mean for the Texans moving forward?
Well, they're going to need J.J. Watt if you're trying to advance in the playoffs and hope to get to a Super Bowl. You showed Deshaun Watson being terrific.
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Hopkins, to me, he and Julio Jones are the best receivers in the league, Michael Thomas. And so without J.J. Watt getting to the pass rusher, you saw earlier when you showed Bosa, right? He had 3 sacks, he had an interception.
Yep.
That's the kind of impact you need from J.J. Watt. He's been defensive player of the year.
Mm-hmm.
So without him, that's going to be a big loss, especially for a team that didn't take care of Jadeveon Clowney.
Yep.
Who now plays in Seattle.
And if you look at the top teams in the AFC.
Well, Merciless a beast.
If you look at the top teams in the AFC, they're kind of on the fringe a little bit. You know, like you look at the Patriots are obviously great, and you know, the Chiefs, and then when they get Mahomes back, it seems like he'll probably come back next week, and you've got the Ravens and some other teams up there, but the Texans are, it's going to be hard for them to really make some noise in the playoffs. Jalen, the Thunder head to Houston to play against the Rockets. Normally a pretty insignificant game, but Chris Paul, of course, was traded from the Rockets to the Thunder. What does this game mean for CP3?
What player's name do we want to make sure that we say before this game that plays on the Thunder, not named CP3?
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander?
No doubt.
Oh, yeah. Before we get to CP3, he's had 26, 28, and 19 in the three games he's played this season. 26, 28, and 19. He's doing his thing. But what does the game mean for CP3?
It's a reunion that it won't be a happy one.
Mm-mm.
Because it ended in a way to where they felt like moving on without him gave them a better chance to win it all.
Yep.
And for a guy like Chris Paul, who left the situation with the Clippers to go run with James Harden to put himself in position to do so, injuries and bad play got in the way. They had a couple of chances.
Oh, yeah. That's the thing. It's not that they didn't have success together. It's just they had so much success that it felt like they should have had more.
Correct.
That's the problem. That game seven at home against the Warriors seemed like a moment that they really missed their window against championship. Jalen, not everything is worthy of discussion.
Not at all.
Sports, especially when there's so much sports going on. So we have to keep it moving. Remember, if you want to discuss the topics, you say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. Are you ready, Mr. Rose?
How dope is it we have a member of the mighty Wu-Tang Clan contributing to our program?
To the show every day. Jalen Rose, we had a big game in the big house. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hurry up and hit the brakes.
Jalen, they didn't just beat Notre Dame. They waxed Notre Dame.
Say that again.
They waxed Notre Dame. How did it feel?
So here's what I want people to understand. Their victories and their program victories.
Okay.
This was more than just a score of a football game. This affects recruiting.
Uh-huh.
This affects a culture of a team that doesn't want its season to spiral out of control. This affects its head coach, Jim Harbaugh, that I told you it was a terrific idea for him to send a letter to anybody that would read it to let them know that he was committed. So now when you walk into practice, it's 1,000% buy-in. And you know what else? Players here are talking about their coach and how they stink. And how they ain't gonna get it done.
Yep.
How people like David Jacoby wanted me to brace for possibly losing 4 or 5 games this year. So what they do? They go out there and showed up on the field.
Mm-hmm.
That was a program defining victory.
Big win. And some big games still down the road for Michigan. But I have more faith in this team than I did on Friday. Let me just say that. Big win for them. A little bit weather aided, but we can move on.
Oh, it's like that? No, we're not doing
There's
that.
A new number one at the top of the polls in college football. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
I think Ohio State's the most talented team. I think I LSU is second. They deserve their love, but keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
Jalen been moving up. Jacoby moving. You know we keep it moving up.
Jalen, the Lions played yesterday. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hurry up and hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this one. What do you think about the Lions' big win over the Giants?
Galladay. That's all I was singing the entire game as he went up and caught 2 touchdowns.
Look at that throw.
Matthew Stafford, while he hasn't led us to playoff victories, he has one of the best arms in the league.
Yep. Look at
and
his balls.
When you miss Kerryon Johnson, people know that you're going to be one-dimensional.
7 touchdowns the last 2 games from Stafford.
Now, the Giants' defense, Swiss cheese.
I mean, their secondary especially. It's just trash.
See, like, so I was happy that they were on the field against us. It was good to see Saquon play well, but this is a big-time win for the Lions because you don't want your season to spiral out of control.
Big win for the Lions and your team.
Yes! So you don't think if I was at the game, I would be slapping some helmets on the sideline? You got to get pumped about this.
Jalen, it's still Jacoby season for the Colts. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
You would be very happy if I hit the brakes.
Jacoby did it again. Brought the team down the field, needing a field goal. Wow, look at Jacoby here. Look at this, a minute 46 left in the game from his own end zone. What am I going to do with this ball? Put it on exactly where it needs to be for T.Y. Hilton to tiptoe on the sideline. What a play. And then Jacoby wasn't done. Got the ball down the field to set up a 51-yard Adam Vinatieri field goal. And unlike Pinheiro for the Bears, Vinatieri did that. Oh, feels so good.
See, people can second guess all they want until the kicker makes or misses it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. That was a 51-yard game-winning field goal. We just talked earlier about a 41-yard missed field goal. Your love for Jacoby's and where you represent,
love Jacoby's.
It makes me feel so very good. And it reminded me of high school. And it reminds me of this studio.
What is happening?
In two different ways.
Okay, please explain.
Magic Johnson was my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
Rest in peace. Mike Hamm was my best friend. He loved Magic, too. He snatched number 32.
Oh, he did? Shout out to Mike.
Same thing you did to me. I love Beastie Boys. I love Larry Bird. I love the Podfather. But you snatched him and took him on your side.
You got your own side. I got my side. I had those ideas. I got them first. And plus, you know you like to keep all the white people on this side. Moving on, we all talk about Jacoby, but there was some reaction from this game from an unexpected source. Usually reserved Joe Flacco, quarterback of the Broncos, who were on the wrong end of that 51-yard field goal, had this to say about the team's play calling and decision making.
We're now a 2-6 football team, and we're like afraid to go for it in a 2-minute drill. You know, like who cares if you give the ball back to the guys with a minute and 40 seconds left? They obviously got the field goal anyway. And once again, we're a 2-6 football team, and it just feels like we're kind of afraid to lose a game.
Jalen, what do you think about Joe Flacco?
I think he want to be released.
I mean, he criticizing your coaches like that through the media is interesting for someone who usually doesn't do that sort of thing.
But here's the deal, though. You got to understand a relationship that John Elway may have with this head coach, especially since they fired their previous coach after a short stint.
Mm-hmm.
So now you don't want to bring him from the Bears and then fire him after 1 year. So when you're Joe Flacco, you know that that coach is going to be there at least another year. They're a 2-6 football team, as he stressed. If he woke up today and got released, he'd throw a party.
He wouldn't be upset about it. Moving on, the Rams beat the Bengals. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
The Bengals?
The Bengals.
They're on 7. They're on 8.
They don't get enough disrespect. They really don't.
We're here to do it.
We're here to do it. Let's keep moving.
Trey A.J. Green.
Let's keep moving.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Tiger Woods. Back in the news. Keep moving or hit the brakes?
Hit the brakes.
He won whatever the Zozo tournament is in Japan, but it is significant because it's his 82nd PGA Tour victory, which ties in with Sam Snead for the most all time. 82, Jalen Rose. And he did it in 66 fewer tournaments. How impressive is this milestone for Mr. Woods?
Well, it's impressive because when you're a young Tiger Woods growing up in the game, Earl Woods nurturing his son, teaching him how to be not only a successful golfer, but a successful young man, Tiger had a couple of goals. To pass Jack for majors at 18 and try to go to 19. And for this record.
Got this one.
Those are his goals.
I mean, whatever the Zozo tournament is, he went out there, played the golfers against him, and won.
Got to give him his props.
Good for Tiger Woods. Jalen, I love this. LaMelo Ball still balling down under. Jalen, keep moving or hit the brakes?
No surprise for people that follow our movement.
I love LaMelo Ball so much.
Gonna be a top three pick in the draft. We can keep it moving for now.
Keep it moving.
We keep it moving. We keep
He's
it
going
moving.
Top three. He deserves to be top three. If you call 985-80-JALEN, you can leave us a voicemail. Jalen, what's the number?
985-80-JALEN.
Perfect. And ladies.
Hey, ladies!
We need to hear from you. We want to hear from everybody, but ladies especially, we do female voicemails only on Wednesdays. So we look forward to hearing from you. Soft move or boss move, cultural regional advice, professional advice, relationship advice, anything you need. Hit us up at 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. Give Reggie a shout, and he will put it on the program just like this.
What up, dude? It's your boy, J-Ran. Straight out of H-Town. Number one truck driver out of Houston. Soft move or boss move? Russell Westbrook. New hairdo. Come on, man. what is that? Tell me your thoughts. And another thing, cultural regional, eating roadkill. If you don't know what roadkill is, it's when you see a squirrel or a possum on the road that's dead. You come by, you scoop it up, you take it home, you clean it up, and you cook it. It's just disgusting to me. Child Reg, you already know what it is.
Love this caller.
I do too.
I love truck drivers because truck drivers have time. They listen to podcasts. That, you know, that, I'm sure that he's listened to most of Jalen and Jacoby's while he's on the road.
Yep.
A lot of time to kill.
Yep.
Great questions. First of all, I'm surprised we haven't discussed this yet. Russell Westbrook's new hairdo, soft move or boss move?
It doesn't bother me. Boss move.
What?
It's the braids look good, but it's those two little braids that pop out the front that kind of bother me.
Yep.
It's those two little ones that kind of like bangs come down a little bit. Those ones kind of bother me.
So you know it's important for me to be first.
Okay.
And I remember on this program paying homage to the players other than Kawhi, who's been consistent with his braids,
mm-hmm.
as it started to become a new trend. And you remember what team I highlighted that had multiple players rocking braids the last couple of years?
Rockets?
The Miami Heat.
Okay.
Josh Richardson, few of their players.
Yep.
James Johnson, Justice Winslow.
Yep.
They had a squad where like five people were doing it.
Yep.
And I told you it was going to spread. I even posted it on IG like a year and a half ago. I did something in the morning with Kayla. And so I see it out there now. So it does, you know, it's a boss move. Yeah, don't surprise me.
I don't, those two little ones that hang down, they bother me.
I got a question for you.
What's up?
And we'll get back to the eating roadkill. Eating roadkill to me is country.
It's regional.
Yeah, it's regional. It's regional.
Yeah.
That's regional.
Definitely regional. And I'm never doing that ever.
I'm never doing that ever.
I mean, listen, some people have to do that. Shout to them doing whatever they got to do to survive.
No question.
I'm not eating roadkill.
No question. Now, survival, like you just said, all bets off if I got to survive.
Yeah, exactly.
All bets off. But I have to ask you a question.
You know, I don't like that.
I know you don't like it, but it's fine.
Okay.
I forgot the question.
You're the best. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I had a good one for you.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I had a good one for you.
Did you ever braid your daughter's hair?
No. I tried.
It takes real skill to do that. It takes real skill. I've never successfully braided any hair.
No, I tried.
I've never successfully done that.
But I make a lot of bacon and eggs and cooking.
We appreciate that call. Thank you so much. The greatest truck driver in Houston. And
can I put something on wax? Musically.
Sure.
Allegory. Remember, Jalen Rose told you this.
Okay.
Allegory. Let me tell y'all what I'm listening to right now. I'm listening to Wale right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it gives me a soulful feeling, almost like Goody Mob did back in the day.
Oh, love Goody Mob.
Bumping Freddie Gibbs.
Love Freddie Gibbs.
Gangsta Gibbs, top to bottom. The next thing I'm bumping, I'm telling everybody, Allegory. Royce the 5'9".
So you got an advanced copy.
Bars!
You've got an advanced copy.
I'm going to play some for you.
Please do.
I'm going to play some for you.
Please do.
Remember where you heard it here. And shout out to Apollo Brown.
You know what I'm listening to?
Coming out tonight.
Young M.A. Young M.A. got an album. You know how much I love Young M.A.
Detroit.
I was
Stand
on
up.
Her early. She's from Brooklyn. I was on her super early. And now she had, ooh, and she blew up, and then she kind of disappeared a little bit. But her new album is banging, and her new single, Big. Make sure you check that out. We'll be back tomorrow with more special guests. Why is that, KRS?
We're not done. We're not done. Give the people what they want.
They my little guys. I love them.